Whatever looks like a case that the enemy has been using against you, that case is sorted now. Before this day is over, it is evident that your captivity is torn.
God has commissioned Bishop David Oyedepo to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppressions of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet. Now, Bishop David Oyedepo.
Let's celebrate Jesus. Let's magnify the Holy Spirit. Give him his place. Give him his place. He's opening up destinies. He's swallowing up death and victory. Thank you, Jesus. Celebrate him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Magnify him. Glorify him. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. In the name of Jesus Christ we have prayed. Father, thank you for the powerful things we've heard today, from the Holy Ghost special service to the first teaching in the hour of visitation. Powerful light on the place of visions. Thank you for what we have received on the word, on the spirit of grace and supplication. As we move forward this time, advance everyone's life. Yeah. Advance every destiny here. Yeah. Lord, fire every one of us up into the next level. Lord, move every one of us into the next level. Whatever seems to have been stagnated in any life, let there be a breaking forth this time. Whatever is not moving at the required speed, let there be a breaking forth, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we pray. I take us this morning on the part two of On a Flight to a World of No Limits. On a Flight to a World of No Limits. No limits. On a Flight to a World of No Limits. No limits in terms of scope. It covers all aspects of our life, our spiritual life, our social life, and our physical life. No limit to your access to energy, renewable energy, no limit. Your access to impactful living, adding value everywhere you are, no limit. Your access in the spiritual realms, no limit. In fact, he said we have that capacity to develop to the fullness of the stature of Christ unto a perfect man. No limit. He said, if you can believe, the works that you will do, and greater works than this shall ye do, no limit. John chapter 14 and verse 12. No limit. No limit. So we are not banded in any form on a flight to a world of no limits. I believe our generation will explore spiritual space. That is where people have never smelled before. We'll get there. Paul, a space explorer, he said, I don't know which one to choose, whether to go or to stay. He was in charge of death. Paul was in charge of death. He said, you see, to go is profitable for me, but to stay is more profitable for you. So for your sake, the way you are looking, I will stay. I can do all things. He was a man operating in the realm of no limits. I can do how many things? All things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. Philippians 4:13. All things. He was operating in the realms of no limits. The man Paul was stoned to death, and they dragged him out of the city. Dragged the body out of the city. And disciples stood around him helpless. And Paul rose up by himself. He was operating in the realm of no limit. Somebody here is escaping to that realm finally. Somebody is escaping to that realm finally. That looks like you. Let me hear your loudest amen. And all that we are saying ever since this morning began is nothing but access into that realm. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to be powered before you can take off in the air. You have to conquer gravity. And then you move from there, break forth into space from the atmosphere. And then you go in. And then you need vision in order for you to accomplish his purpose by his backing on the earth. You need the spirit of prayer to keep the fire burning so you can keep going. And now this time, I'll be showing you something that is most crucial and vital. It is a principal component of the engine for flight. A principal component of the engine for flight. The Bible says, by faith we understand that the worlds were made, were framed, created by the word of God. So that the things that we see now did not come out of things which do appear. Hebrews 11:3. So creation was begotten by that force, the word. The word. Through faith, we understand that the worlds, that is all the galaxies, were framed by the word of God, so that the things we now see, they do not come out of things which do appear. Hebrews 1:3, and upholding all things by the word of his power. Luke 10:42, one thing is needful, because it puts in command of every other thing, and that is what Mary has chosen. He chose the word, and you chose activities. So, the word is one thing that puts man in command of everything. The Bible said it's given us how many things? All things. 2 Peter 1:3, that pertains to life and godliness. All things. All things. Through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue, is giving us all things through the knowledge of him. Through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. All things. All things. But the word is only accessible by the help of the Spirit. And they call that the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. There is the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 1:17 beginning. That the God of our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, so that your eyes of understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. and to know the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So he enlightens our eyes to see. He anoints our eyes with eyes of so we can see. So we can see. So we can assess our inheritance. So we can swim in the riches of the glory of our inheritance. So we can experience the exceeding greatness of his power towards us. So you don't only see, the same revelation empowers you to experience it. The same revelation empowers you to experience it. So there is the spirit of grace and revelation. And in the world of the spirit, nothing flies like revelation. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, arise and shine because your light is come. In verse 8, who are these that fly as the clouds? Revelation is a principal aspect of the engine that empowers you for a flight into the world, a world of no limit. Your light has come. Oh, who are these that fly as the cloud and as the doves into their blessings, the windows their means blessings, into their blessings? Who are these that fly as the cloud? They are the ones whose light has come. So when revelation comes, it engenders a flight. You are not struggling to make it happen. The same revelation empowers you to actualize it. That the eyes of understanding being enlightened, that we may know the hope of his calling and the riches of his inheritance in the saints, and the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the mighty power. According to his mighty power. So you are empowered to actualize your revealed inheritance. So it's not only revealed for you to know it exists, you are empowered to operate in your part of the deal so you can actualize the content of that glorious inheritance. My prayer today is that everyone here will be freshly anointed with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That's what guarantees your colorful flight in the world of the spirit. That's what guarantees your colorful flight in the world of the spirit, giving us all things that pertains unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him who has called us unto glory and virtue. Called us unto glory and virtue. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. The word voice connotes rhema. Rhema is the conveyor of revelation. The Bible says, not with words which man's wisdom teaches, but with the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. So he teaches, he speaks in teaching you. So revelation is actually rhema that is cutting across to you. It is addressed to you. Your name is on it. And observe to do what I ask you to do. He said, the Lord will set you up on high above all nations. So revelation always launches you into a realm of no limits. Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 to 3. He will set you up above all nations of the earth. All nations of the earth. all nations of the earth. Every great story in the kingdom is traceable to God said. God said to me from Luke. God said to me from Jeremiah. God said to me from... Now, every great testimony in the kingdom is traceable to one thing or the other that God said. And the voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The Almighty thundereth. The voice of the Lord is upon many waters. And that voice is powerful. That voice is full of majesty. That voice breaketh the cedar. Yea, it breaketh the cedar in Lebanon. That voice discovered the forest. And in his temple doth everyone tell of his glory. Now you see, Psalm 29 verse 3 down to 10. The revelation is powerful. Revelation is full of majesty. Revelation divided the flames of fire. Revelation makes the kind to calve. Revelation will give children to the barren. Revelation. He said, the voice of the Lord is mightier than the voice of many waters. Revelation imparts supernatural faith. When revelation comes, doubts die. Because the voice of the Lord is mightier than the voice of many waters. It swallows up every wave of doubt. When the voice of the Lord sounds, doubt dies, doubt dies, doubt dies. Particularly when the voice is sounding behind the written wall. You know, the entrance of thy word is given light. That means the understanding of the word, the revelation of the word is what gives light. And it gives understanding to the simple. Somebody is blessed here already. You need that release on your life. The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that he may know the hope of his calling and the riches of his glory, the riches of his inheritance among the saints, and to know the exceeding greatness of his power. You know, Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. When you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, the fire is ignited. When you find revelation, a new wood is thrown into it. So, baptism without revelation will die. It will have no effect. It is revelation that fires up the fire. It keeps the fire burning. No matter how heavy the bonfire, if there are no new wood being thrown into it, it will die. The Holy Ghost feeds on revelation. The Holy Ghost feeds on what? Revelation. For wherever no wood is, what happens? The fire goeth out. It is revelation that keeps the bonfire high. Revelation is what keeps the bonfire high. For where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. And the Bible says, the fire on the altar must ever be burning. It must never go out. The priest must put wood on it every morning. So you need daily revelation to keep the fire alive. Woo! You need daily revelation. Many were baptized so much that there is no effect anymore. You can't feel the heat near them. Whoosh. I was in the bush praying one night, and then some animals were jumping up and down from the tree like monkeys. I see they were playing, you know. I closed my eyes. I said, quiet! The animals heard. They went, she. I'm talking and you are talking. I'd like you to understand this. Jesus could speak to a fish inside the water and say, now come out now. Bring some coins. All those people have died in the sea. Bring their money. Glory to God. Somebody is breaking forth. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. It is what empowers you for a colorful flight. When your light comes, your flight will take off. When your light comes, it will be said of you, who are these that fly as the clouds and as the doves to their windows? I'd like you to desire this morning. Oh God, I need a fresh breath of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge. I want to enjoy a higher altitude in my flight. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost ignites the fire. And revelation keeps the fire burning. Where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. I read from Leviticus chapter 6. Thank you, Jesus. The wood here is the word of God. If they had done this to a grain tree, what would they do to the dry? He was a green tree when he was here. It's now the dry tree. And he's the word of God. So we cast him into the fire. We cast the word into the fire to keep the bonfire high. You know, in camping, when the bonfire goes low, the wild beasts begin to come closer. They see the whatever remains as very attractive. They come there and they find people sleeping there. They just eat them up. So the higher your flames, the farther the wild beasts. The higher what? Your flame, the farther. When Jesus came back from the Mount of Transfiguration, that demon-possessed person, as he was still coming, Jesus was just still coming, as he was still coming, this evil spirit threw him up and crashed him down. And Jesus said, okay, come out of him and go. He couldn't wait for him to arrive. The higher the bonfire in your life, the farther the white beast of life will be to you. And it takes revelation to walk in that realm. Remember when the Holy Ghost came, like we were told in the last teaching, it's the same Holy Spirit with his specialized functions. The same Holy Spirit. When he came, Jesus said, when the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, is come to you, he will teach you how many things? All things. John 14:26, he will teach you all things. Now, when he introduced him, in terms of functions, the first thing he said he would do is what? He will teach you. He will teach you. He will teach you. In chapter 7, he referred to him about, you know, the Holy Ghost. Chapter 14, he showed us that his mission is primarily to unveil the truth. Now, in chapter 16, he said, when it's come, he will guide you into all things. He will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. So he will be speaking you into the deep things of God. He'll be teaching you into the deep things of God. In 1 Corinthians 2, verse 10, for the Spirit of God searches all things. How many things? Yea, the deep things of God. Now in 1 John 2:27, he said the same anointing will teach you all things. So he empowers our insight into the truth and empowers us to walk in the demands of the truth so we can actualize the fulfillment of the truth in our lives. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Whatever he reveals, he empowers to deliver. Whatever the Holy Ghost reveals, he empowers to deliver. That is the difference between you and the world. Whatever he reveals to you, he empowers you to play your part well. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. He empowers you to play your part well. That's his ministry. That's what he does. I have many things to say to you. We were told that in the first teaching this morning. But you don't have capacity for them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will give you the capacity to absorb, assimilate, comprehend the truth. And you know you shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you what? Free. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I'd like you to be thirsty. I don't just want a feeling. I am desirous of a transformation. When the Holy Ghost came on me in 75, the first thing I saw is that my understanding of the truth came alive. My understanding of the word came alive. Every book began to make new meaning. I was reading it with the measure of the spirit of salvation before. It wasn't sounding. But when the Holy Ghost came, he opens me up to the next level. And as I began growing in the spirit, I began to grow in revelation and understand it's the same Holy Spirit. I like you to desperately desire that special operation of the spirit. Open me up. Friends, that is the only thing I'm trading on. I'm trading revelation. Nothing else. I'm trading absolutely revelation. And it's the most valuable currency in the world of the spirit. I'm trading absolutely revelation. I'm trading up. Our entire family life is run on 7-point revelations that I caught in 1981. And it has never failed once. I don't have a family prayer point. No. I don't have a family prayer point. You know, the Bible says, ride on prosperously and in majesty because of truth and righteousness and meekness. As the right hand continues to teach you deep things. So, revelation is a majestic force, and it empowers you to have a majestic ride. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, it breaketh the cedar in Lebanon. The voice of the Lord divided the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord makes the hinds to calve. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The voice of the Lord, revelation, will always give you a majestic ride in life. Psalm 45 and verse 3 to 5. He said, guard thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and righteousness and meekness. And thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. I mean deep insights. The word terrible there means deep. Deep. Deep things. Somebody's blessed here. Woo! Somebody's blessed here. Somebody's blessed here. Somebody's blessed here. Somebody is blessed in this room. Somebody is blessed in this room. My addiction to the word came October 4, 1981. The first thing he said to me, those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. I was checking on that epistle again last night. The first thing that struck, hey, those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. And then when he went on and also taught me on focus. And I can tell you this. These revelations became foundational to my simple life. Foundational. I've traveled a number of nations this year, but I've not been out of this church once on a Sunday morning. The last 10 years I've been out of here 3 times. In 1981, he showed me, seest thou a man whose eye is single? He said, if your eye be single, your whole body will be full of light. I've not done anything supportive of ministry in my life. He taught me. Revelation will take you to places where no effort will ever take you to. Revelation puts you supernaturally in command of the affairs of life. Revelation. Let me share with you a few things that God has shown me in the few minutes we have left. And I want to get excited because God is taking you to new heights. God is taking you to new heights. God is taking you to new heights. 1976, I ran into a truth. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that others are dying to get. It came as raw as I'm saying it to you. So it's not direct from scriptures. It is the voice of the Spirit behind the scriptures. All these things that others are dying to get, they shall be added unto you. That is when I stopped looking for any other thing. Oh, every time the Holy Ghost is addressing it and issue to you, he will put his voice behind it. I was reading a book by Oswald J. Smith, The Man God Uses. And then this scripture just caught fire. All the things that others are dying to get, they shall be added to you. So I've been living in the realm of additions ever since I bought into that truth by the empowerment of the Revelator himself. He showed it to me and empowered me to buy into it. And I bought into it with a vow. And I wrote that vow September 12, 1976 and gave it to my wife. We were only in courtship then to see whether I would be mad enough to marry somebody like that. She said, yes, I sign it here. It was a concluded issue. Anybody who can see for himself. This boy will live for this kingdom forever. I had no calling to ministry, but I will make God the center of my life. I saw it as the jackpot of life. Are things not been added? Before God who made the heavens and earth, I've never prayed for a car. I never prayed for a plane. Never. Ask God when you meet him. I'd never prayed for a house in my life. I've never prayed for a house in my life. I've never confessed it. But we have given houses out in our small life. We have been blessed enough to build churches in places. Jesus showed me. The Holy Ghost showed me. I can take you out of the realm of struggles, he said. To the realm of additions. So I left the realm of afflictions for the realm of additions. 1976. Madness for Jesus resulting in unbeatable greatness on earth. I signed them for it. Now you see, when he reveals the truth to you, he empowers you to walk in it. 1977. He showed me a mystery. He said, I was reading that scripture from Revised Standard Version. Chapter 29 of Jeremiah, verse 11. He said, I know the plans that I have for you, says God. The plan of welfare and not of evil. To give you a future and a hope. And the Lord said to me, your future is in my plan, not in your plan. Your future is in my plan. Locate my plan or you'll be playing the fool. From that day, I became a slave of God's agenda. Whatever you want is what I want. Wherever you send is where I go. Whatever you tell me, that's what I will do. I bought 400 postcards. There were no emails then. I wrote by my hand to 400 of my friends. I have found something. God told me. He knows his plan. And I wrote them simple. Your future is in his plan, not in your plan. I wrote 400 people with my hand. That will tell you I didn't just catch something. It was like fire burning my bones. Anytime I caught a truth, I want to look for somebody to share it with. Every time I caught a truth. It was so real to me. God was already reprogramming me away from my own agenda. Thank you, Jesus. 1979, revelation came. Seated far above through the book, The Apostle of Faith. By Frostman on Smith Wigglesworth. Far, I saw the way he despised the devil. He disdained the devil. And that scripture jumped out. That is a far above realm. I was drunk. I was looking for any devil to show how far above I am. And I got to that meeting and said, how many of you are witches here? Stand up. Can you imagine a secondary school meeting? Would you expect witches there? After preaching, and I said, where is the devil? I need to deal with them. How many of you are witches? Stand up now. Now, the revelation fired me up to my next level. 1979, month of June. Hashagaradakuridia. From that, by the light of heaven, I took a flight above all devils. Above all devils. Above all devils. 1979. Revelation is your guarantee for a colorful flight. No matter how much they teach you, until he shows you, you can't see it. We can only teach you, only the Holy Ghost can show you. We can only teach you, only the Holy Ghost can show you. We can only teach you, only the Holy Ghost can show you. 1981, I stumbled on the truth by the Holy Ghost. He said, the Lord thy God blesses you as he has promised you, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. Deuteronomy 15 verse 6. I said, why, Lord? He said, because the borrower is servant of the lender. Proverbs 22 verse 7. I said, but why, Lord? And you cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one and despise the other. Ah, is that so? I choose who? Jesus. I despise the lender. And I wrote a vow and sent to my wife that forever, no borrowing, forever. If it means doing without food for weeks, for thou shalt owe no man. I mean, it was a revelation. It was not somebody trying to advise me. It was a revelation. Advice can be very rough. It was a revelation. Can you imagine if I were a borrower, where you would be today? Revelation. It empowers me to bring my life under an oath against it. If it means wearing the same shoes and vulcanizing them to keep them on the road, I will neither beg nor borrow. So I took a vow against begging, 1981. For I've been old, I've been young, now I'm old, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor is it begging bread. Begging bread. 1981, October 40, tomorrow. I am not owing any man, living or dead. Free. Free. He empowers you to deliver whatever he reveals to you. That is the difference between the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That is the difference. Then came 1982. The heavens opened. Now, the book of Gloria Copeland and Kenneth Copeland, I was reading. That was my fourth time of reading it. Now, listen, I have also been preaching it. You can preach anything you read and anything you are told, but you can only manifest what is revealed to you. You can only what? Manifest. I was preaching it, but I have not found it. I've only heard it. It's possible to be preaching what you have heard. But you can only manifest what you have found. And when thou hast found it, then there shall be a proof. And the expectation shall not be cut off. When you have found it, when you have found it, when you have found it. I knew I had not found it. So I went on a 3-day to find it. I was fasting and praying to find it. He was there with me on that journey. 1982 March. I must find this thing, and when I found it, I jumped up and screamed, hey, I found it. Somebody, I can tell you this. From that day on, I've never needed encouragement for tithing or for kingdom investment. It is my utmost delight without any form of stress. I'm blessed too, dangerously blessed. Untouchably blessed. You are angry with the blessing, you'll be killed for nothing. Because when the COVID covenant positions you, anyone who opposes you is crushed. I'm just blessed. Just blessed. So blessed that I know, the devil knows, the heavens know, the angels know, but I'm blessed. Light just came. My covenant is not a promise, so it is not deliverable by prayer. It has no respect for fasting. My prosperity plan is a covenant. Until your part is played, I am not committed. Verbatim. So I have a part if I must prosper. Yeah, you do. What is my part? Why the earth remaineth? See time and heaven shall not see. What? If you let your tithe go up, I will open the heaven over your head. What? How reliable? As long as the sun is in the sky and the moon is still shining, my covenant is in force. Four scriptures wrapped up together turn me loose. I knew I escaped poverty. That was when I boarded the flight. I screamed, yeah! I can never be poor! Revelation. Look, that exclamation was not a euphoria. It was not a euphoria. It was a tantalizing encounter with revelation. It was a wine-like intoxication. Can I hear your amen? It turned me on. I lost complete control. I spin. Yay! I boarded the flight. Nobody has ever heard me speak poor in this church. Even when the church was a symbol of poverty, you won't hear it from my mouth. When offering in church was 10 naira on Sunday morning, we were very rich. We still gave 10 naira to somebody as welfare because we are rich. 10 naira total offering. It was given to a man as a high priest for the day. Only rich people do that. People are not sure if tomorrow won't do it. Only rich people do that. Only rich people do that because they are connected to an inexhaustible source. Is somebody blessed here? I have a few minutes more. Now, 1983, September 6th. Now, don't mind me. We were with that sage a few nights ago, Pastor Della. After 110, he was giving us precise date and places and names of persons. Yes, in 1911, in 1939, one Mr. Kinsode, okay, I've forgotten his name. And then before we left, he said, I've remembered. Now, you see, 1939 date, 1943 date, 1959 date. And then he came out and said, this oil was given to me in 1959. You are too young to be forgetting something. Somebody at 110 is remembering things that is 75 years behind. He said, when I went to start the church in that area in 1925, I was there. I left that place and I went. I spent 7 years in that place and then I came out to another place. Then I went around all the Agwigwe that I'm supposed to oversee to see them how they are doing. And then it was sand at 11 p.m. because some of you have slept at 8 a.m., 8 p.m. Somebody at 110. I said, I thought you would have slept. I said, no, I don't sleep early. At 110, you are looking like, God have mercy. The spirit of wisdom and revelation. Wisdom. He said, I left that place because I saw one pastor. He has three wives. He said, he's doing well. Another one has. I said, no. That's not in the Bible. As early as then. Revelation. Somebody is blessed here. Can I hear your loudest amen? 1983, September 6th, the Lord said to me, my son, you have two eyes. I said, yes. Can you make one to look up and one to look down? And I tried, it didn't work. Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. For they looked unto me and they were lightened, and their faces were no more ashamed. Psalm 34, verse 5. From that day, till I die, I would never make any man, no matter his status, under heaven, including myself, I would never look to myself for an answer. I look to Jesus. Anytime you are looking unto man, never claim to be looking unto me. But they looked unto him and they were lightened. Psalm 34 verse 5. That was the voice of his majesty sounding behind the psalm. We were together in a room praying. September 6, 1983. He destroyed any Nigerian mentality of who you know is what matters. And brought me into a kingdom mentality that God only matters. He said, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for thy expectation is from him. Psalm 62 verse 5. Wait thou only upon God, for thy expectation is from him. Wait thou only, wait thou only, wait thou only, wait thou only. Can I tell you something? See the flight that that has brought us into. Just before you came, we said, oh, brethren, we need to buy 150,000 chairs. Amen. You find the chairs all over the places. Anybody can give as God blesses him. You can give half of the chair. You can give 110. If there are 10 that gives 110, it will become one. Just relax, because you are only to be a beneficiary of it, not the sponsor of it. God told me, I can tell you this, you are up somewhere. 1984, as we try to round up, the mystery of church growth was delivered by revelation. By what? Revelation. I want all my sons in the ministry, and all the senior ministers who are here, to please listen to this. There is no church the devil will not resist his growth. I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Many of you are 2,000 today. You are slated to be 10,000. By God's agenda, you should be 10,000 by now. Many of you are slated with 10,000. I mean, to be 20,000, you are only 15,000. You have lost 5,000. Every night and day, the gates of hell are saying, no way, enough, don't come. Stop, don't come here. Go away. He's stopping them night and day. And if you don't stop him, you continue to stop them. The Lord showed me, he had the devil's hand against the growth of this church. He showed me a layer of thick darkness spread over the church physically. We were in a 3-day prayer and fasting. And he said, stand up, Holy Ghost. When he wants to do something, he comes out. He said, stand up. And I stood up. He said, walk down there. And I walked down the road. He said, now stop, turn back. And I turned back. And he opened my physical eyes and I saw a layer of thick darkness. He said, that is the blindfolding weapon the devil is using to misinterpret what I'm doing in this place. And I was just coming out of revelation of John 1:1-5. And I said, darkness, there's a light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot resist. I challenge you by that light. Get up from here. And I saw it folded like a mat off the roof. And then the Lord said to me, now tell them to come and see what I'm doing here. John chapter 1 verse 46. And keep sowing the seed. Luke chapter 8 verse 11. And as the grass grows, the sheep will come for it. And keep the grass green, and the sheep will lie down there. Psalm 23 verse 4 and 5. Now see, that compound revelation just told me, I now saw a church without walls. Studio, show us now what the outside looks like. A church without walls came. One day I was screaming in church and I said, you know, you may think I'm a madman. No, I'm speaking to a crowd you cannot see. I said, they are all outside. Are they not outside now? They are all outside. Keep sowing the seed, and as the grass grows, the sheep will come for it. And keep the grass green, and the sheep will lie down there. For he maketh me to lie down on green pastures. We have been enjoying sustainable church growth since inception. There are people in this room today who are here 84. Church started December 83. Our church ministry started December 83. There are people in this room today who are here the first day the church in Lagos started, 21 years ago. Retainership rate is extremely high. Most of our people in church today who are 70 years old, who are 50 something when they were here. Now, I can tell you this. When revelation comes, you're on a flight. Yes. Who are these that fly as a crowd? So we are not trading chance. You know, call someone to come and do jiggy jiggy in the church. No, that's not ministry. This is what is the Lord saying? What is the Lord saying? What is the Lord saying? Some churches today, just 3 days of fasting will destroy the hold. We destroy what is holding you to go to the next level. 3 days of fasting. That is concentrated not for bread and butter. Oh God, give me bread. Give me butter. 3 days of consecrated fasting. We destroy the gates of hell and advance the church of Christ. Revelation. It's your access to a colorful flight into a world of no limits. It is your access. It is your access to a flight to a world of no limits. That is your access. Can I hear your loudest amen? Amen. That is your access. And I pray today that everyone under the sound of my voice will receive that fresh empowerment of the Spirit of grace and revelation. Yeah. Let me rush to close now. This spirit will require the following from you. One, every time you take the word, either the Bible directly or any anointed book, engage consciously the ministry of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, unveil to me what God is saying to my life as I go through this book. Amen. Holy Spirit, show me what is most needed in my life for this time as I read this material. Whether you are reading the Bible, or reading an anointed book, or listening to a tape, consciously engage the help of the Holy Spirit, because He is the master revelator. Who is the Holy Spirit? Come on, let me hear you say it. He is the master revelator. Engage Him. Number two, be in the Spirit. Nobody can catch Rhema without being in the Spirit. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a voice as that of many waters. Be in the Spirit. I was in a car going from Kaduna to Oweri for a full gospel businessman seminar, 1987. And after we passed Makodi, the Holy Ghost said to me, "You are not sent by the people, you are sent to the people. The people are not responsible for your going. Your sender is responsible. For when I sent without pause or scripts, lack ye anything?" And they said nothing. Therefore, don't raise money. Raise men. And you have more money than you ever require for ministry. He said, "And now tell them when you get to that meeting, far be that I, the Almighty, will depend upon your wretched purses. But your wretched purses depend on me for replenishing. So when we do something, you must know where we are coming from." And they needed to be humbled with that revelation. Because in those days, a number of people thought they were sponsoring the kingdom. And God was telling me to tell them to humble them. That God said I should tell you is, He cannot be depending on your wretched purses. Your wretched purses depend on Him for replenishing. Strong. That's why this church has never engaged in any money raising drive. Man, it's time to give to the Lord. Come on now, let's give. We are going to buy aircraft. Like we're going to buy bicycle. Friends, God just told me this morning, it's time to buy the aircraft. Now let's give. Amen. And they gave only once. Nobody re-announced it. Only once. Somebody's breaking forth here. So when you can imagine what I feel when I hear people say, "If you don't give, you're going to go off the air." Go off the air. Who sent you there? We built faith tabernacle without going off. We built covenant university without going off. We built landmark university without raising an offering. Go off if you like. Go off now. No man has capacity to sponsor the kingdom. Let all the people in this room hear that now. Never give as if you are supporting God. It will be an insult. And they can kill you for it. How will your creator now become a dependent? That's an insult. This multi-billion organization is drawing only from that source, the revelation of the truth. Be in the spirit, you can hear him in the toilet, you can hear him on the street, you can hear him anywhere. Number three, be spiritual. Carnal men cannot flow in revelation, be spiritual. He said, are you not carnal? And do you not walk as men? 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 3, down the line. Are you not carnal and do you not walk as men? He said, a natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit, neither can he know them. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 14. A carnal man cannot receive the things of the spirit, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. He can't know them. A natural man, that means a carnal man, an unspiritual man. He cannot know them, he cannot receive them. So be spiritual. Going about gossiping, talking chaff, just cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha everywhere. You can't flow in revelation. Revelation can only flow through spiritual people. And then number four, engage in a spirited search. Come on, say spirited search. Engage in a spirited search. My soul. Isaiah 26 verse 9. He said, with my soul have I desired it in the night. And with my whole spirit within me will I seek thee early. With my whole spirit, engage in the spiritual search. For when thy judgments are in the earth, all the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. With my soul, with my whole heart. That's the way it works. It's working for somebody here now. Amen. That looks like you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. It's working for somebody right here now. In Luke 15, verse 7 and 8, he said, which woman among you having 10 pieces of silver, if she loses one, will not light a candle and sweep thoroughly until she finds it? Which among you shall lose it will sweep thoroughly, it will light a candle. To light a candle means to engage your spirit, because the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Proverbs 20:27. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. It's searching the inward parts of the belly. He will light a candle. He will engage his spirit in the search. Then he will be sweeping through the pages of scriptures, sweeping through the pages of books. He will be sweeping until she finds him. I say, Holy Spirit, show me the secret behind kingdom prosperity. And I said, David, let's go. I want to find it. Lord, show me the secret of kingdom prosperity. You light your spirit to find the truth. If you don't engage, your head is too small to assess revelations. Your head can only assess information. Revelation will require the engagement of your spirit. Because the Holy Ghost who reveals, we only relate with your spirit. For the spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. We are searching God with our head. That's why we are not finding him. You shall seek for me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. All your heart, not all your head. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. With all your heart. With all your heart. Lord, why is this church not growing? Lord, why is this church not growing? Come, boy, let me show you now. See that layer of thick darkness. Now, boy, see what I say in my word. Boy, this is what to do after the lay of darkness is cleared. Now, you see, with my whole spirit within me, I couldn't have been having fun at that stage. I meant this thing must grow. When we came here, you know what we wrote on here? The wilderness ministry of Jesus. I was drunk with that revelation. People were running afoot to get there before Jesus in the wilderness. So why won't they come here? No matter what, they'll get here. No matter what, they'll get here. We've counted here in this church 21,000 vehicles on Sunday morning. They'll get here. They will get here. There is no Sunday where there's nobody coming from abroad here. There is no Sunday. They'll get here, wherever. Anywhere Jesus went, they came. If they can't find a boat, they will swim. They'll get there. Anywhere it was. Friends, engage in a spirited search. And finally, I know you by now you should like it. Engage in prayer and fasting. For then shall your light break forth as the morning. Isaiah chapter 58, I think verse 10. Then shall your light break forth as the morning. Breaking forth of light. Why? Because the gods of this world have blinded the minds of them that believe not. And some of them will not give way except by prayer and fasting. So you fast your way into revelations. Do what? Fast your... Every time you engage in a fast, you encounter compound revelation. What do I call it? Scriptures will be networking. And then just jump you up. You say, man, let me see the devil now. I'm boxing. Because you are operating in a web of revelation. In a web of revelation. It's connecting and connecting and connecting and connecting. Then shall your life break forth as the morning. And your health shall spring forth speedily. So it won't kill you. It will refine you. 30 years after. If I give you a knock, you will know I've not lost any energy. And when I'll be 40, I will tell everybody like Caleb, 40 years ago, he spoke to me 18 hours. 40 years after, I've not lost 1 ounce of energy. Your head shall spring forth speedily. I celebrate the Holy Ghost on your behalf this morning. That you go here fired with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Stand to your feet. Shout hallelujah! How many are on a flight to a world of no limits? Come on, lift up those hands, shout, yeah! In Acts chapter 8 and verse 39 and 40, then the Spirit caught up Philip. When he came out of the water, the Enoch saw him no more and went on his way rejoicing. And they found him in Azotus. The Spirit caught him. That is the rocket in the kingdom. That is the chariot of fire. That is what receives you into the cloud, and they can't see you again here. The Spirit caught up Philip, and they found him in Azotus. Where they find you, where you before you came here, they won't find you there again. I said, they will not find you there again. Where they found you before Shiloh 2010, by the flight of the Spirit, they shall not find you there again. Somebody believe that? Pray in the Spirit now for a fresh outpouring of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Come on now, celebrate Jesus. Come on now, celebrate Jesus. Come on now, celebrate Jesus. Receive a fresh outpouring of the Spirit of grace, the Spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Now where you are standing, lift up those two hands. Receive a fresh release of the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. You are operating at a level now. I decree that the release takes you to the next level. You have seen some things, but you have not seen them bright enough. I decree brighter revelations. I decree access to tangible revelations. I decree your access to handleable revelations. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
David Oyedepo has just placed in your hands the key to all-round victory, exploits, success, and unquestionable dominion over all life's challenges. The end has come to all your struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimony with us. Write Bishop David Oyedepo, 21688 Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. Call 774-7546, 774-7547, 774-7548. And best of all, come, hear the man of God live as you worship with us at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10 Idiroko Road, Ota,